Shame of Philadelphia Radio, the time filler on WPHT. Yes, live, Sterling, every damn night.
9:06 in Philadelphia with Walter M. Sterling. Here's WPHT weather for the Delaware Valley. High of 78 today. Yeah, it was high of 78. Saturday, tomorrow, down the shore, high of 83, sunny, not a cloud in the sky. Let me repeat. Down the shore, tomorrow, high of 83, no clouds. Sunday, high of 82, cloudy. Monday, high of 80, 45% chance of rain. Right now, it is 69 in Center City, Philadelphia, on West Market Street. Welcome to Sterling every damn night. I'd like you to now listen to the greatest threat to our democracy.
We're guys. We keep a little dirt under my pillow for the bird man. In case he comes to town.
What?
Keep a little dirt under my pillow for the bird man. So he won't take me down to his lair.
We've heard testimony, seen Senate hearings, seen Senator John Kennedy get very excited. It's because of that. That's what it's because of. What is that? That is the music of TikTok. TikTok, the greatest threat to our democracy. That's just a sample of the millions, I mean millions and millions and millions of downloads of songs from TikTok. This is what's going to destroy our country. Oh, you want to hear that again? I know you.
We're guys. We keep a little dirt under my pillow for the bird man. In case he comes to town.
What?
Keep a little dirt under my pillow for the bird man. So he won't take me down to his lair.
Millions and millions of downloads on TikTok for Dirt Under My Pillow, one of the hottest songs on TikTok today. That's why we had congressional hearings and senatorial hearings demanding to know how to shut down TikTok, because it was owned by the Chinese. So what happened? They put the CEO of TikTok on the stand and he says, I'm Taiwanese, I'm not Chinese. The company's not based in China. Nobody wants to listen to them. They just keep going over and over it again because they're about the content. They're worried about the content that will ruin us, absolutely ruin us. You want an example of the content? Here's some of the content on TikTok.
Hi, I have no content to post today, so I thought I would say hey. Say it back.
Damn threatening. Damn threatening. And then he said, I'm not Chinese. But let's imagine that it actually is owned and monitored by the Chinese. Let's say that that's true. What does that mean? It means that there are millions and millions of people like you and me who use TikTok, and now they have the ability, the Chinese, to monitor things we do. They're able to study things that we do. What are they going to do with all that information? What are they going to do with that information? If you knew all the things your neighbors did and the people down the street, and what would that mean? Like, oh, what exactly is involved with that? How would that affect me on a daily basis? Then one of the things on TikTok that's always fascinating to me is the tremendous amount of medical information, the tremendous amount of medical information. Here's an example.
Here's the drink that will remove sugar from your veins and make bad circulation disappear without using so many pills. We'll use a generous tablespoon of rosemary. You can use fresh or dried. Rosemary increases insulin and decreases glucose. We'll also use a piece of turmeric. Turmeric improves insulin sensitivity and reduces high blood pressure. Next, take 2 pieces of cinnamon. Cinnamon has the ability to improve blood sugar regulation. These ingredients together contain antioxidants associated with improvements in the immune system, the one responsible for protecting the body against external organisms. Frequent consumption helps maintain good blood circulation. Add 2 cups of water to a saucepan and place all the ingredients. Boil for about 9 minutes. You can now pour yourself a glass of our mixture. The sugar in your veins will reduce
Every
considerably.
Third video that pops up for me on TikTok is that guy, the AI voice of TikTok, telling me how to get rid of diabetes. What's amazing is the cure for diabetes on all websites, Facebook, TikTok, X. The cure for diabetes on all websites is, you ready? If you don't have diabetes, you won't appreciate this, but I know you do because you're over 14. Everybody in America now over the age of 14 has diabetes or is ready, pre-diabetes. You know what pre-diabetes is? It doesn't exist. It's a warning from your doctor to cut out the crap. Stop eating the crap. It's a lot of crap. Every cure for diabetes is always the same. Ready? It's not change your diet. It's not do what your doctor says. No. It's bizarre. It's turmeric, cinnamon, something purple, some purple powder. Tons of baking soda. Oh, my gosh. The amount of baking powder. How much baking powder do we need? And apple cider vinegar. I would give anything to be the public relations firm for apple cider vinegar that 10 years ago said, you know, if we tell people to drink this horrible yet benign fluid, we can pretend it does anything. No matter what your disease is, it seems that apple cider vinegar is the cure. And if you want to amp it up, do it with baking powder. Baking powder, apple cider vinegar. What else do they always put in there? Turmeric. Oh, yeah, ginger root. This doesn't sound like an organic cure. It sounds like a witch's potion. It sounds like the sort of thing that witches were murdered for. Right? There are more examples of how TikTok is destroying our lives and our society. But let me explain. Good evening. I'm Walter M. Sterling. And here's the sound of the Jersey Shore. I don't think it's going to be a safe summer. My bet is there will be more civil unrest at the Jersey Shore. If you're a betting person, and I know you are, because tomorrow is the Mega Millions, the mega drawing lottery thing, and you're going to buy a ticket. I know you will. Or is it tonight? What's your bet? Is there going to be more civil unrest at the Jersey Shore? I say yes. And I say it's all for one reason. But what matters is what do you say? Why? Because this is a two-way talk show. It is a radio talk show. And it only works if you call. And the beauty of you calling is you don't have to be right. You just have to have a feeling. Blessedly, this is not a news show. There is no news committed here. There's no informing committed here. There's nothing that anybody is going to learn here if I do my job. Here's my phone number. Call me. Jersey Shore. Safe, not safe. Jersey Shore. Do you need the fudge or are you a diabetic? Jersey Shore. Where the hell is a restroom? 855-839-1210. That is the hotline to WPHT and the Walter Sterling Show. I have a lot for you tonight, but let's start with the evils of TikTok. I like to do it in blocks, like they do on The Five and on Gutfeld. We'll do it in blocks. The first block is your interaction is, do you think there's going to be more trouble at the Jersey Shore this summer? I say yes. Phone number. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Call now. It's a live radio show at 9:15 on a Friday night in the city of brotherly love. Oh, my gosh, yes. Pride Month in just seconds. Brotherly love. Pride Month in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling Every Damn Night.
Sterling Every Night, inspired by Jumo on TikTok.
Let's make a pizza.
All right. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. From 1210 WPHT. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling Every Damn Night. This is the only salvation for this radio station, the only possibility that it's going to get a four share. It will get a four share the more I talk about sex. The more we talk about sex, the higher the ratings will go.
Sorry. Don't have sex?
What? No, no. God, no. Please close your legs up.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about it louder.
No. Sorry. Don't have sex?
What? No, no. God, no. Please close your legs up.
855-839-1210 on a Friday night in Philadelphia. Welcome. It's exciting to be here. It's the only place I want to be, because if I'm any place else, I would have to talk to my wife.
We're guys.
We keep a little dirt under my pillow for the bird man. In case he comes to town.
What?
Keep a little dirt under my pillow for the bird man. So he.
That is the business threat and the existential threat to America. That is a song on TikTok. Music on TikTok. I was so puzzled when I saw one of those satellite radio services had a TikTok channel. I'm like, what the hell could they, what could be on there? And it was TikTok music. I have never found that music on TikTok. Now, I don't spend a lot of time looking for it because what I mostly watch is Jumo, J-U-M-O. When you go on TikTok, I want you to look for J-U-M-O. She works at Molinari's Pizza at the Jersey Shore. And she is the most beautiful woman who ever lived. I say that as I would a Botticelli statue. It's just objective. We're talking about art. But she has the added benefit of not only being the most beautiful woman who ever lived, she can make a Jersey-style pizza. And she can make cannolis. And she can make any kind. She made a pizza the other day. It's up there on TikTok. This is the threat to America. This TikTok threat. Another example. The other day on TikTok at her J-U-M-O website, she made a Taylor's pork roll pizza. Now, think about that. She made a Taylor's pork roll pizza with American cheese, the way you'd find it on a hard roll. And she also made a different one with mozzarella. She refused to call them what I, Walter Sterling, call them, Taylor's ham. She insisted on calling it Taylor pork roll. Because, as you know, it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what part of Jersey you grew up in. You call it Taylor's ham or Taylor's pork roll, depending on what your mother said. I worked with a brilliant Hispanic broadcaster, Jose Cancela. And I noticed that at Radio Unica, which he was the general manager, he spoke to some of the employees in Spanish and some of them in English, some in Spanish, some in English. Taylor's ham, Taylor's pork roll, Taylor's ham, Taylor's pork roll. I'm pulling it all together. Just be patient, Neil. It's all coming together. Ed, just be patient. It's all coming together. And I finally said to Jose Cancela, I said, why? How do you decide who you speak to in Latin, Spanish, and who do you speak to in English? Because they were all 100% bilingual. Everybody who works for Hispanic media is 100% bilingual and therefore incredibly powerful. They speak English and Spanish without an accent. And that means that they can have 100% access to both cultures and to both economies. Wow. And he thought about it. He had to think. Jose Cancela. He had to think about it. And finally he said, it's however I spoke to them first. that it took him a while to think it through. However he spoke to them first was how he spoke to them forever. Well, it's the same thing. Whatever your mother said to you in your Jersey crib, it's Taylor's ham. It's Taylor's ham, Frankie. It's Taylor's ham, Barbara. Or it's Taylor's pork roll. Now, Jumo refused to call it Taylor's ham. She called it Taylor's pork roll, and she made a pizza of Taylor's pork roll. I can't even imagine this. But there's another example of what we learn on TikTok. And then we understand the dynamic between women calling each other body. Are you a one-body friend or a two-body friend or a three? We didn't know about this. Again, educational.
If you tell another girl she smells good, that's a body. If you pay for another girl's food or coffee, that's a body. If you move a girl's hair out of her face, three bodies. If you let a girl borrow your clothes, that's a body. If you let another girl do your makeup, that's three bodies. If you're getting behind a girl and you put your hand in the small of her back, that's a body. Buy another girl a drink, that's a body. If I'm talking about how a girl really annoys me or I might not like her and you defend her, that's a body. If you take another girl on your boat that's not like your friend's girlfriend, that's a body. If you let another girl drive your car, that's two bodies. If you give a girl a ride home after a night out because she was out and you were sober at home, that's a body. If you tickle another girl, three bodies. If you help another girl put jewelry on, that's a body.
As we're on the eve of Pride Month, I hope that explained things for you. Because if you went to an all-girl college, you know that already. You already know if you went to an all-girl college, all the things about different levels of girl friendship. And these are things men don't know. Men have absolutely no knowledge of this. This is all a great mystery to us. Wow. What's that? Why can't that play? So many mysteries for me. Let's try it once more. Isn't that weird? It won't play. Things we worry about.
Everything I did is right. Thanks to Walter Stern Show. It's the Walter Stern Show. Every damn night.
All right. Do you think trouble is going to return to the Jersey Shore? Is it safe to return to the shore? I say no. I say it's not safe. I say the same problem's going to come up that happened last weekend. It's going to happen all summer. And the reason I say this is not because I want it to. Lord knows we don't want that to. I say it because of one law that doesn't exist, which is a firm penalty for underage drinking and alcohol abuse. That's why. Doug in Burlington, welcome to Sterling Every Damn Night at 855-839-1210. Hi, Doug.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Walter. I grew up in Washington Crossing, New Jersey.
I know where it is.
Which is where George Washington crossed.
Yes, sir.
And okay, we lived up on the hill, and I was speaking with a woman that actually grew up in the same house that I grew up in, and she was speaking about how they would have backyard like campouts, and sometimes they would see the ghosts of revolutionary soldiers marching through the yard.
Doug, I really appreciate the call, but those were not ghosts of revolutionary soldiers. Those were ghosts of WPHT listeners. That was some of the younger demo. My phone number is 855-839-1210. Do you think there's going to be more trouble at the shore? I do. Sterling Every Damn Night.
Sterling Every Night, inspired by Kate Martin.
How I eat my popcorn as possible, and so we responded really well. I just made popcorn, and our support staff got stops. I love popcorn so much. say so, probably. I mean,
only box out.
From 1210 WPHT, weather for the Delaware Valley, the Lehigh Valley, all the imaginary areas that have been created, warm land. All right, right now in Philadelphia, it is 67. Saturday, tomorrow, 83. Sunny, no clouds, nothing. Great day to go to Wildwood, the Poconos, to participate in the Pride events, because tomorrow is Pride Day. You can tell that because of the giant flag. Sunday, high of 82, cloudy. Monday, high of 80 with a 45% chance of rain. Clearing tonight, continuing through the morning. Right now, it is 67 in Center City, Philadelphia. From 1210 WPHT. Good evening, I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a live radio show in Philadelphia every damn night. Why is that? It's because for decades, many, many decades, weasels were in charge of this radio station. What do weasels do? They erase numbers. They cut budgets. There's no way to build a business by cutting expenses. You want to kill a business, you just keep cutting those expenses. That's how you do it. How do businesses make money? They risk money. They risk money on educated guesses, but sometimes on hunches. Sometimes just a pure hunch. And that is what a brilliant business person does. They're like, yeah, I know what the research says. I know what everything shows, but I think we're going to risk this money anyway. Before I was a talk show host, I was a suit. I wore wingtip shoes, Brooks Brothers suits. I had proper ties, crispy white shirts, and ready? PowerPoints. I was a master of PowerPoints. Here's what I know about PowerPoints. Pass this along to your PowerPoint pro. Say that three times real fast. Most PowerPoints are too long, and there are way too many words on each slide. All you need are 8 slides and 8 words per slide and no more, because they're gone by then. And if you keep going to slide 9 and 10, they're gone. They're lost. The best PowerPoint presentation is the one that's interrupted. You get to the 4th or 5th idea and a bunch of hands go up and they start asking questions and you have won. At that minute, you've won. The idiots, the jerks, they'll say, well, let me just show you some more slides. Well, let me just finish my presentation. No, no, no. If the audience finishes your presentation for you, you have won. They're engaged. They want to have a conversation. That's the goal. TikTok seems to be the greatest threat to our democracy. And I watch too much TikTok, but I don't watch it. You know, they were always like, TikTok is doing this and this. I've never found what TikTok is guilty of, except really stupid songs and stupid jokes and no content, like no content.
Hi, I have no content to post today, so I thought I would say, hey, say it back.
Here's one of those songs from TikTok that threatens us.
We're guys. We keep a little dirt under my pillow for the bird man. In case he comes to town.
What?
Keep a little dirt under my pillow for the bird man. So he won't take me down to his lair.
One of the hottest lesbian singers today is Chapel Roan. And Chapel Roan is a singer that was made popular on TikTok. She's been around a little while. My bisexual daughter went to see her last night and loves her. Well, you listen to it. It's the dawn of Pride Month. You tell me what you think of Chapel Roan. Also, at 855-839-1210, I believe there's going to be trouble down the shore this summer. And the reason I believe there's going to be trouble down the shore this summer is because Governor Murphy of Jersey had the opportunity to sign a bill that would fine, ready, $50 to any teenager who is underage and abuses alcohol, a $50 fine. He refused to sign that, but it would have given police leverage in arresting, bringing them in, scaring them. But that's stupid. He was right not to sign it for a different reason. And he was right not to sign it for this reason. That's not enough money. You make it a $500 fine for the abuse of alcohol if you're under 18. You make it a $1,000 fine. And what does that mean? It means mom and dad are going to know. And mom and dad are going to have to solve the problem because the 17-year-old doesn't have a spare $1,000. Neither does mom and dad. But they can do other things. Borrow things from Uncle Jose, borrow money from Uncle Frank, borrow money from Uncle Franco. They can do other things. The kid's stuck. And that's the worst thing that can happen to a kid, is have a situation that the only way they can get out of it is if mom and dad gets them out of it. Here's another threat from TikTok. This is Chapel Roan. Coming up on Pride Month, that is Chapel Roan. Big deal, success on TikTok. But when I go to TikTok, this is all I find. I find incredibly stupid people making bad jokes and how to do things that I don't understand. You know, how to make the best lemon squares. They're very big on lemon squares right now. How to make the best lemon squares. Okay, I got that. And then weird cures for
diabetes.
Here's the drink that will remove sugar from your veins and make bad circulation disappear without using so many pills.
We'll use a generous tablespoon of rosemary. You can use fresh or dried. Rosemary increases insulin and decreases glucose.
It always involves apple cider vinegar, baking powder, turmeric, how do you pronounce that? And cinnamon. That's what they're always telling me will cure diabetes. Imagine that. Imagine a witch's formula for curing diabetes, better than metformin, insulin, billions of dollars. Well, you know, this will be taken down soon. Every video that I click that has some health claim is it threatened to be taken down as soon as the big pharmaceuticals find out it's here. Billions of people will be put out of work. I'm like, what? What? Those are the threats of TikTok. There is no threat from TikTok. It's silly.
Sorry. You know what I'm saying?
What? No. God, no. Please close your legs up.
You and I, let's talk at 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Because of Governor Murphy of New Jersey's strange position on not punishing the abuse of alcohol, I believe that's why the rise of trouble will continue at the Jersey Shore all summer. Now, the mayor of Wildwood was a real mayor and handled it and said there will be no more trouble here. He shut the beach down. He brought out the police. He gave the police the powers they're supposed to have. And by declaring an emergency, a public emergency, he was able to bring out all of the police he wanted. But in my opinion, which is actually accurate because I'm on a talk station in Philadelphia, and I'm on the same station with Dom Giordano, as long as you're on with Dom Giordano, everything's fine. There will be more trouble at the Jersey Shore. Police cannot take the action they need to take. parents are not alerted to the misbehavior of their kids, a maybe $50 fine, but gee, that wasn't signed in, so there's no penalty that I'm aware of for underage drinking. And you're going to see trouble at the shore, and it will sound like this. Is going to be again. When I think of the Jersey Shore, we went to Beach Haven. And we went to actual Beach Haven. It was Long Beach Island, the first town off the causeway is Beach Haven. And I thought that was great. We drove off the causeway. We drove right into our driveway in Beach Haven. It was fantastic. All the little bungalows, they were terrific. And my aunt and uncle, they stayed in the other bungalow next door. That was great. I married into this whack job family that thinks all of the branches of the family should share one summer house. There is no greater hell to me than sharing another summer house. What about you? I don't want to share a summer house with another family. These are the things we must talk about. My number is 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. It is a Friday night, the dawn of summer. Center City, Pride Month in seconds, Sterling every damn night.
Sterling every night, inspired by the Osborne family.
Do you know what it means when someone says based?
Bitch.
No, based.
Based.
B-A-S-E-D, based.
Based.
Yeah.
That means cocaine.
Mom, what do you think it means?
I have got no idea.
Okay. It's person or opinion is one that is confident, free-thinking, and not influenced by the opinion of others. For example, I am based.
My phone number is 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. And right now, on my phone, Gary Arnell is darkening our door. Welcome, Gary.
Walter, good evening, sir.
You're on the air tomorrow from 10 to 10:15, is that right?
No, I'm on the air from 10 till 10:06. They cut it back another couple of minutes. I'm on from 10 till 11, and we make the most of that 1 hour. And on tomorrow's show, Walter, something playing off a little bit of what you did, I think, last night, but with this verdict that came in, what are people's personal reactions to the verdict? But I'm going to take it a step beyond that and get into the psychiatric of it. And how are they reacting with their neighbors, their friends, what's happening with conversations? And Walter, I have a neighbor. I haven't been getting along with him that well over the years. But he and I have had major disagreements over Trump. And when this verdict was rendered yesterday, he did something on his property, right on the property line of mine, because he was so antagonized with me, Walt. And I will reveal what he did and look for help on tomorrow's show. Also on the show tomorrow, insane road rage in Philadelphia. I'm going to name the most dangerous roads in Philly. And what is the deadliest road in the state? And also, an action, Walter, at Costco, when we're looking for sanity in the world today, something is happening at Costco. I think you'll love this, too. Something's happening at Costco that will help us to remain sane with one of their products. And the reason that I'm going at this psychologically tomorrow, and because of what my neighbor did, was I see a therapist. No secret. I've been saying it on the air for years.
Only one?
I only have one now, and he suggested that I go into group therapy as well.
But that's a silly thing. That group therapy,
Walter.
That's so silly. Yes, go ahead.
No, we're in individual therapy, but we're in extended sessions. He says, Arnell, you need extended session. Jaime Glickman, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Tuesdays at 2. But what my neighbor did, Walter, absolutely incredible. You got to hear this story.
You're like Casey Kasem. You've teased and teased in a very professional way. You learned the magic of average quarter hour maintenance techniques.
Yes, sir.
Promoting over whatever. And I'm very impressed. Now, does the Costco, you're going to kill me, does the Costco thing have anything to do with frozen Reese's peanut butter cups?
No.
All right. No. Well, then I can reveal to you, without a tease, but with two and a half minutes to kill, I can reveal that they are now selling at Costco big box of frozen Reese's peanut butter cups. And that is the correct way to eat a peanut butter cup, as you know.
Oh, absolutely. Frozen, baby. That's the way to do it.
The only benefit I got from going to Boy Scout Camp Kennetawapeck in Northwest Jersey is it was there that I discovered at the snack bar frozen Reese's peanut butter cups. I had never known about them before. I sure as hell was not going to go swimming in the lake, because the lake, you don't know what's at the bottom. When your feet do touch the moss-covered stones, it freaks you out. I knew even at the age of 12 I would never need to know how to tie a complex knot. But I did, and this was helpful for living in Philadelphia. I did learn how to shoot a .22.
Well, you know what? I grew up with a .22 and a shotgun. My father was a sergeant in the Marine Corps, and he had all of these visions for my future. The furthest that I matriculated as far as some kind of service to the country, Cub Scouts. Never even made it to the Boy Scouts. And to this day, Walter, I'm trying to convince the VA that I should get benefits because I was in the Cub Scouts. I served.
That's one of your better bits. I hope you milk that on the air tomorrow.
I will. I'm gonna milk it.
I hope that Greg Stocker says, you know what we got to do with Gary? We got to put him on a 10 and let him go on till 11:10.
Wow. I'm pushing for that extra 10. I'm pushing for that extra 10 minutes. Because I'm pushing for it.
If there actually was a union for us, that would actually trigger you into the next day. You'd get 2 hours of pay.
I get 2 hours of full pay.
Yeah.
And you know what I could do with that extra money? I could go into Costco and buy the frozen Reese's. Any kind of pastry, candy, and you're talking to a guy who's trying to watch carbs right now, everything goes and tastes better, Walter, in the freezer. I have, like, my kids, they'll look at me, like, why are you putting that in the freezer? Because it tastes better. It just does.
Yeah, you are watching carbs. You're watching them go into your mouth. That's how you study your carbs. It's something. Do you have a parking pass yet?
I have an arrangement. That's all that I am at liberty.
No, that's
to
all
say.
You can say. I actually have a parking pass. And what about a building pass? Do you have one of those?
I have a semi arrangement for the building pass at 1210 WPHT right now.
Well, you mean,
it's sort of like, it's sort of like I can get, here's the thing, I can get into the, like, if I want to pass from the outdoor, then through the little vestibule area, and then get to the next set of security doors to the lobby, I now have access from the first
Gary, I got 10 seconds. I don't have time for this story.
I don't have
Sterling every night.
Now, the shame of Philadelphia radio, the time filler on WPHT, yes, live Sterling every damn night.
All right, from 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia, here is our weekend weather. Oh my gosh, isn't this amazing? On Saturday, it's going to be sunny, no clouds, no rain, no trouble. High of 83. On Sunday, high of 82, partly cloudy. Monday, high of 78, 55% chance of rain. Higher temperatures than expected tomorrow. Is this what you and I have been praying for? Right now it is 66 in Center City, Philadelphia, and clear from 1210 WPHT. Walter M. Sterling. Very excited to be with you and Selena and Steve. From JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey, they are the most clever and attractive bakers imaginable. They're in Burlington, New Jersey, JB Bakery. Are they paying for this time? No. This is what's known in the classes as earned media. This is earned media because they bake so well. I said, well, you know, let's put them on. And then it turned out that they were interesting. Now, you and I don't expect bakers to be interesting, and you and I don't expect bakers to be hot, but they are. Now, we're on the dawn of Pride Month, Stephen and Selena. What are you doing for Pride Month? How are you celebrating Pride Month with glorious desserts?
Hey, Walter, good evening. Pleasure to be on with you. It's beautiful out here in Burlington. The weather's great. We're baking up for the weekend.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah, so I guess what, June 1st is tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's Pride Month, buddy. You better be on top of it. You better be colorful.
It's amazing how, you know, it's a whole entire month dedicated to that. So I guess I'll be making some extra good stuff the whole month. There's always, like, some good few products. Everybody likes donuts, that's for sure. But the bakery's welcome to everybody, for sure.
Yeah, I know you'll welcome everybody, anybody who has cash. But you must be baking something with, like, the pride colors or flags or really cute guys on the surface of the donuts, something.
Well, I have some sugar cookies that are rainbow. So that's kind of like a regular item at the bakery. So that would be appealing. Yeah, that would be appealing. Probably some cupcakes as well. But it's just like a fun place where maybe people that are celebrating Pride Month would just want to come to the bakery and just like enjoy a day out. Really, that's what the bakery's there for, is just to have an enjoyable place for everybody. So there's a lot of good items to find.
Dipping it into Supreme Court issues. If a gay couple came to you, two men, two women, and said, we'd like you to bake the cake for our wedding, we'd like you to design and bake the cake for our gay wedding, would you do that?
I've done cakes. I've done plenty of cakes before. Some people just come in and order them by themselves. I actually had one guy came in one time. He needed a last-minute cake, and it was very simple. And it's a real memorable because he was a regular customer, and he wanted something simple. He didn't want anything too elaborate. He was really appreciative that I gave him the attention that he needed. And he gave me the design that he would want for his, you know, ceremony. And I went ahead and made it to his specifications that he liked. It was real simple to do. He was very appreciative because we were having like a down week when we were doing we weren't taking too many orders, but I was able to accommodate for him. So, yeah, I mean, if anybody wants to get a cake, we're happy to do it. I mean, PSE&G doesn't care who I am. You know, they just want the electric bill paid. So I'm all about it.
Will you be, Selena, will you be participating in a Pride parade yourself?
Well, Walter, I personally don't have plans to do that yet, but I don't know. We'll see. It's only going to be June 1st, so we got a whole month. So it's a long time, and it seems I never quite know exactly what I'm going to be getting into with the bakery, but it's always something new and interesting. So I'm sure. I know last year we didn't really have like anything specific planned, but we ended up having a lot of things in the store, and a lot of people came in during Pride Month. Our cake decorator, I know she usually does a lot of stuff for that, so I'm sure she'll be putting out a lot of different kinds of cupcakes, and she loves edible glitter, so she'll have everything decorated really nice. So that'll be definitely something to look out for. I'm sure we'll have it posted soon.
Edible glitter. Who knew?
It's quite wonderful. I'm actually a big fan as well. She puts it on almost everything, and some people, I don't think, they might get a little frustrated with that, but I think it's lovely.
What one of the weirdest fetishes, one of the weirdest phobias that I ever found out about, and only recently, was that there are people who are phobic about glitter. They absolutely hate it. And it would never occur to me to love or hate glitter. It's just glitter. But for some people, you get them near glitter, and they're like freaking out. Have you ever seen that?
I have. It's actually funny you say that. When I was in kindergarten, my teacher had a motto that glitter makes everything better. And I think she did it on purpose because I know that the janitor at the school had a glitter phobia. He hated glitter, and he hated cleaning it up even more. But I think she, just to spite him, taught the whole class that glitter makes everything better. We use glitter on everything.
You and I are talking to Selena and Stephen of JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey. The reason that I have them on, besides the fact that they're hot, is that most bakeries are stuck in 1958. And every time on Facebook they post pictures of their baked goods, these are fresh and modern interpretation of things that we love. It's donuts, it's jelly donuts, it's cream puffs, but different. He has a twist to everything, and it's a big business because every time I see a tray of your baked goods, there are zillions of them. I mean, your business must be huge, Stephen. It must be feel pretty good.
Yeah, like I said, the seasonal stuff is great. It's fun that there's a lot of little different ways to celebrate. Of course, Pride Month is something that goes the whole month. So there's lots of reasons to come to the bakery. I got a fresh baked strawberry rhubarb pie that I made for the season. That's really good. It's something different that I think most bakeries don't have. I don't know. Do you like strawberry rhubarb, Walter?
No, I like cherry. I'm a cherry guy. Okay. I don't. There's nothing wrong with rhubarb, young man. But it's not for me. I like cherry and then blueberry. So my go-to fruits in pies would be first cherry and then blueberry. That's where I'd go to. And I think magic is a blueberry pie that has a cream cheese bottom and ice cold.
That's something different.
That's ice cold. Now, let me bring up a social problem. You're in college, right, Selena?
I am, yes.
Where do you live? Do you live at home or in your own apartment or in a dorm? Where do you live?
I lived in an apartment until this month, actually, earlier this month, and I'm back home now.
Now, at some point, Steve is going to say, we really should live together. How are you going to handle that with your mom and dad in Jersey?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't gotten there yet, so we'll have to see. But I'm not sure.
Does he have cats or a dog?
No, he doesn't.
Good.
He has fish.
Fish are fine. There's nothing wrong with fish. But a cat or a dog, that can be a deal breaker, either due to allergies or the fact that dogs, I don't like dogs because they're annoying. They don't know when to calm down. And at 5 a.m, they're extra annoying. So I don't want a dog. Do you have a cat, Selena? You seem like a cat person.
I actually don't have cats. I had one when I was very young, yeah. And my family has a dog, but I had rabbits growing up. I had several rabbits.
Now, there's a cleaning challenge. Because I have asked this question now over the weekend, you two are going to discuss living together. I want to hear the outcome of that conversation. Happy Pride Month, Stephen and Selena at JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey. Is there one item this weekend that I should look for when I go to JB Bakery? One item in particular, Steve?
Definitely we're doing the strawberry and cream donuts. It's like fresh cut Jersey strawberries with whipped cream, sandwiched on a donut, top of powdered sugar. That's a seasonal favorite. But Walter, if you stop in, I'll treat you to a nice cherry turnover with a drizzled icing. And that's like a flaky pastry stuffed with cherries. So that'll be amazing. You'll enjoy that.
I dated a lot of flaky pastries. And let me tell you, just your description. Look at that. My blood sugar is 383. Thank you very much, Stephen and Selena. JB Bakery, 1016 at 1210 WPHT.
Sterling every night. Inspired by Frank Rizzo.
Put that on camera. You're a creep.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell a story from my auto crime days. So in December 1999, Puff Daddy or P. Diddy or whatever he's calling himself these days was involved in a Manhattan nightclub skirmish that led to gunfire being thrown. The police pulled over his vehicle, recovered a handgun, and P. Diddy and I think a couple of members of his entourage were arrested. Well, in the NYPD, if you're involved in a crime and your car is with you, the police are going to voucher your car as evidence. After P. Diddy's call was vouched for evidence, it was sent out to the Whitestone Pound out in Queens. Now, the Whitestone Pound is in the flight path of LaGuardia Airport. It's a tremendous area. It's a lot of acreage, and there's tons of cars, motorcycles, and car parts. So in the Auto Crime Division, when we executed a search warrant or a chop shop or a junkyard, we would voucher stolen motors, stolen engines, hoods, fenders, whatever, airbags, you name it. If it came out of a car and it was arrest evidence, it would go to the Whitestone Pound. So one of the teams in the Auto Crime Division, shortly after P. Diddy's vehicle was taken into police custody, had executed a search warrant, and they had recovered a couple of stolen motors and parts. So when they got to the Whitestone Pound, they were directed by whoever worked there to, okay, dump it here. So we used to have what's called a rack truck. It's a big open-air truck, and it had a mechanical claw that worked on hydraulics. And this, it looked like something out of Jurassic Park. It could pick up something as heavy as an engine, lift it off the ground, and put it in the rack truck, or lift it out of the rack truck and place it on the ground. So these detectives are unloading the auto parts at the Whitestone Pound when the mechanical claw decides to lose his mind and starts swinging around. So guys are running for their lives while this thing is hundreds of pounds of metal is swinging around. And one of the things it does is it hits the side of P. Diddy's SUV. So when the smoke cleared and they were able to get this, I don't know if the mechanical claw ran out of fuel or they were able to shut it off, but when the smoke cleared, there was substantial damage to P. Diddy's vehicle. And I remember the supervisors at the Auto Crime Division weren't too happy about it. They said, you know, you could have put those parts anywhere. Why did you have to put it next to, you know, P. Diddy's vehicle? And the detective's response was, listen, that's where they told me where to put it. You know, I was directed by people who work at the pound. So in the NYPD, you never know who you're going to run into or who you're going to rub elbows with, including a famous mogul rapper. So for more NYPD stories, check out my new book, NYPD, Laughing in the Line of Duty.
1023 at 1210 WPHT with Walter M. Sterling. Sterling every damn night. There's Matthias. Say it.
Matthias. It's your pal, Matthias Bombell, Walter.
Yes, my pal, Matthias Bombell. And in about 10 weeks, I will actually be able to pronounce that perfectly every time. But until then, now, what, you're going to review a movie like The Old Man and the Sea, The Young Woman in the Sea? What's the name of this movie?
This movie is called Young Woman in the Sea. And I'm an old guy that liked to see it, let me tell you, because it has a winsome gal. I don't know if she's as winsome for you as Barbara Hershey was in the last summer. But I'll tell you that, for me, Daisy Ridley is a very attractive, very charming, bright young actress. And she plays, in this period picture set in the 20s, the famous English Channel swimmer, the rather intrepid Gertrude Ederle, who was the first woman to swim the English Channel back in 1925. Now, Disney has put this movie out, and I have to be honest with you, Walter. I go to live-action Disney movies every now and then, and I'm getting tired of... I'm not a political guy. I'm not about politics. I'm in show business. But I get tired when I go to a movie and they're kind of lecturing me on what my attitude should be about this or that. Finally, Disney has not done that and come out with a movie that's pure entertainment. And this movie is thoroughly enjoyable, and it's a real story, which makes it that much better, about the charming young gal who, against all odds, decided to swim the English Channel in a very male-dominated sports world at the time.
Did she make it?
She did make it. As a matter of fact, she wasn't going to get a chance to make it if it weren't for the fact that she went to a swimming promoter and first took a little trip from Battery Park to Sandy Hook, which she did in 7 hours and 11 minutes. That's 22 miles. And that record stood 81 years, which is pretty impressive. So this is a delightful recreation of the past by Disney. There's some incongruities that are not quite right. An occasional song is too new. But, you know, you're a guy that has been in radio for a long time, and if you're a radio buff like me, I think that there's some really wonderful things to watch for here. For example, they recreate the old NBC studio at 711 Fifth Avenue, way before they were at Rockefeller Center, where they give the guys giving the radio reports as she's crossing the channel. It was really fun and beautifully done.
Is she nude in the movie?
Well, she gets close. because, you know, it was the time when they wore swimming suits that looked like the dresses women are wearing these days. She doesn't get nude like Barbara Hershey, so that value may be lost. But, you know, the imagination works wonders when you watch.
I was vaguely interested in this movie until I saw that it was a Disney movie, and then I knew that there would be no nudity. And that was a great, that was a tremendous setback. Not even on the Blu-ray will there be any nudity. Now, I have this question for you. I get this wacky message from Aviva in Vegas that says that next week you're going to be at the Critics' Choice Awards.
That's correct. That's down in Hollywood. You know, we get together twice a year. On January, we give away awards which are broadcast on television. And as a voting member, I attend various banquets throughout the year. And next Friday, we're having a banquet. I'm probably going to be sitting in front of a half-open grapefruit right at the time we normally have our little powwow. So if you can give me a pass, I'll come back the following week.
No. That is the exact moment when you need to be on the air. That you're in the middle of the action, that you can look to your right and left, tell me who's drunk, who's famous, somebody might be there who you hate. I'll never forget, I went to a Radio Hall of Fame banquet in Chicago, and there's exactly one radio critic in America. His name Bob Feeder. And Bob is a great writer. He wrote for the Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Sun-Times, and he was a radio critic, and Chicago's the only city that would actually read a radio critic. But when he saw me at the table, we were put at the same table, the only way the seating was going to work is if he sat next to me. He even said to me, do you mind sitting next to me? Do you mind sitting next to me? As if he had bashed me in his columns, which he had not. I said, no, it's a great honor to sit next to you. And maybe I'll persuade you to write something nice about me. And he laughed, and we had a nice dinner. I want to know who you're seated near. I want to know if there are any critics who you hate. I want you to go out in the hallway for 5 minutes and call us, or call us right from the table. But the fact is, if you want to be on this show, and I want you on this show, you're going to call us from the Critics' Choice Award dinner.
Well, then I'll do that.
You got it, Ace. Thank you very much for being on Sterling every damn night. That's Matthias, who will give us powerful reviews. I'm not going to see some movie from the 20s produced by Disney and Bruckheimer about a woman who's not nude swimming across the English Channel. Forgive me. I mean, that's just crazy talk. There are more disgusting, horrible things that are on TikTok that, therefore, it is a great threat to democracy.
Hi. I have no content to post today, so I thought I would say, hey, say it back.
Coming up, you and I are going to talk to Rush Limbaugh in heaven. We're going to have Dave Scott with extraterrestrial news. It's a very full Friday night show in Philadelphia. Walter, Sterling, and you.
Sterling every night, inspired by dumb TikToks.
If you see me pouring water on my head while I'm on live, that means I can't stand my co-host. But if you see me just taking a sip out of the water bottle, that means I may have a slight crush on my co-host. But shh, don't tell them I'm live right now.
35 past the hour, 10:35 in Philadelphia. Philadelphia weather from WPHT. Saturday, tomorrow, 83, sunny. Warmer than normal. On Sunday, it'll be a high of 82, cloudy. Monday, high of 78, partly cloudy. Chance of rain, 65%. That's on Monday. Nothing to worry about. Right now, it is 65 on a beautiful, clear night in the Delaware Valley. Welcome to Sterling Every Damn Night. It is a live radio show. There are no live radio shows. If you go up and down the FM band right now, you know what you're going to hear? You're going to hear your favorite, incredibly well-researched music, plus announcers who recorded this 3 or 4 days ago, and now they're at Fuddruckers, looking around saying, you know, do people recognize my voice? Are people going to come up to me and talk to me because they recognize my voice? Once again, Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez is annoying us. Jennifer Lopez says a lot of really annoying things.
Earlier this year, a flight attendant asked the star if she wanted to drink something during a flight, and J-Lo didn't even look at him. Instead, she turned to her personal assistant and said, "Please tell him I'd like a Diet Coke and lime."
The reason you and I don't like Jennifer Lopez is because that marriage to Ben Affleck will fail again. And we just assume it's because of her insane amount of demands. The demands of Jennifer Lopez. There's a Netflix series. The demands of Jennifer Lopez. Oh, by the way, the great show Hacks, starring Jeannie Smart and Lorraine Newman's bisexual daughter. Yeah, that's Lorraine Newman's daughter. The one who plays the writer, the cute writer, who had a gratuitous shower scene, a lesbian shower scene that was absolutely not necessary and longer than any lesbian shower scene ever in history, was on Hacks, a very funny 8-part series that you can see on HBO Max. When did these things become eight episodes? What are we, British? In England, the reason they're 8-10 episodes and then they're over is because the way British television works is that they write and they write. And then when they have no more to write, they stop making the show. Oh, we told all the stories. We don't have any more story. Here, you have a hit. You're going to write the rest of your life. You're going to be working on that show the rest of your life. Why? We're not socialists. We're capitalists. That's who we are. We're just going to keep writing as long as the money comes in. Well, Hacks just got renewed. It'll be into its fourth season with Jeannie Smart. Very funny show. But more importantly, it co-stars Lorraine Newman's daughter, who's bisexual and funny as hell. And there's a shower scene of her and her lesbian lover, who was like, who knew she had a lover? Who knew anything about this? But it was all to engineer it into the shower, so that we could see Lorraine Newman's daughter, whose name we cannot pronounce, and a lesbian taking a shower where they do not hide anything. They do not hide anything. And then they like have a body score.
If you tell another girl she smells good, that's a body. If you pay for another girl's food or coffee, that's a body. If you move a girl's hair out of her face, 3 bodies. If you let a girl borrow your clothes, that's a body. If you let another girl do your makeup, that's 3 bodies. If you're getting behind a girl and you put your hand in the small of her back, that's a body. Buy another girl a drink, that's a body. If I'm talking about how a girl really annoys me or I might not like her and you defend her, that's a body. If you take another girl on your boat that's not like your friend's girlfriend, that's a body. If you let another girl drive your car, that's 2 bodies. If you give a girl a ride home after a night out because she was out and you were sober at home, that's a body. If you tickle another girl, 3 bodies. If you help another girl put jewelry on, that's a body.
TikTok. That came off of TikTok. That should have solved every TikTok issue you had. Senate, Congress demanding that TikTok be shut down or sold. You know why they demanded it be shut down or sold? You ready to know why? You really want to know why? It's not because the Chinese were watching us or the Chinese were tracking everything that they could on TikTok. What are they going to do with that information? If I watch a video like that or listen to Chapel Roan or Dirt Man, yeah, I'll play it again. If we're watching those things, what does it matter to the people in China? The people in China have a much bigger problem, which was their Chinese food does not taste anything like our Chinese food. That's their problem. Our Chinese food tastes much better. When the first citizens of China moved to America and they were restaurateurs and they started to make Chinese food in America the way they make it in China, it was a disaster. Nobody here would eat that. It was a complete failure. They started to anglicize it. They started to make it for our culture, which is the correct culture. They started making it for our culture. And the result is the Chinese food that we enjoy. But the people in China, they're still stuck with the Chinese food from 200 years ago that tastes nothing like ours. And it is terrible. We don't like it at all. But the reason I believe that there was this gung-ho, get TikTok out of here was because it was very successful. It is an incredibly successful service. And I think the setup is to make it not be owned by the Chinese, so successful that it can be taken over by Kevin O'Leary. Kevin O'Leary wants to own TikTok. Many investors want to own TikTok. And I think the only way they ever thought an American would get a hold of that, even though Kevin O'Leary is Canadian. And who knows what that's about? Who knows what anything is about in Canada? Is they had to take it away from the Chinese and then put it on the open market in America so that Meta or Musk or Kevin O'Leary or any other good citizen could take it over. And then what happens? They would monitor the citizens.
We're guys. We keep a little dirt under my pillow for the dirt man. In case he comes to town.
What?
Keep a little dirt under my pillow for the dirt man. So he won't take me down to his lair.
A magnificent night in Philadelphia. What a beautiful night. Everybody's thinking about making out, about hormones, about sexo. Everybody's thinking about sexo. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Coming up is Father's Day. And I've thought about the best thing that I can do for Father's Day for you. And this isn't a joke. I'm serious. You ready? Near the post office in Center City, near the train station, is a really good Chinese restaurant, the name of which I can never remember. And I think it's time that we celebrate fathers in its truest form, which is dads eat all day and they eat too much. And I think that's good. Dads should eat too much. And when dads go to dinner, we don't like to talk. We don't want to have all that small talk and gossip about your cousin and your sister. I know your sister controls my marriage, but that doesn't mean I really want to talk about it continuously. I've thought, what would be great? What would be great would be a dinner of Midnight Misfits. That's you. A dinner of second and third shift employees. That's you. Jeff City. Jeff Memorial. Rosewood Diner. That's you. I want to have lunch with you. But here's the deal. At first I thought, well, we could have lunch, but I wouldn't talk. That'd be weird, good for press, but no. Let's have lunch. Let's have lunch for people. The first four who send me an email that would like to have lunch, I just need to know where you work. That's all I need to know. Where do you work? Your real name. Don't need your address. Just need your real name, your real cell, and where you work. Four people. And the ones who seem most interesting to me, I'll invite you to lunch. We'll go to lunch at that Chinese restaurant near the post office. We'll go to lunch. Each person gets to ask one question. You can ask it of each other. You can ask it of me. I don't care. And that's it. And then we'll be quiet. Chinese food, lunch, a dad meal. Chinese food, lunch. We'll spend time together, but we won't talk. Each person gets one question. Here's my email. No, it's not a joke. I'm serious. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. 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 Each email I get gets answered. Put in the subject line, dad lunch, father lunch. Got it? 1045 from 1210 WPHT.
Sterling Evernight, inspired by Mike Jarek.
He's ruined it for all us guys.
Oh, please.
He even had the rose petals. He's got this giant ring. He's down on one knee. He's got votive candles in the shape of a heart.
855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. No, I'm not kidding. For Father's Day, wouldn't it be great if a bunch of dads got together and had a lunch, Chinese lunch, right by the post office in Center City? I'd buy the lunch. first four people, first four dads, got to be a dad for the Father's Day celebration, and we'll have a guest of honor. Guest of honor will be, the guest of honor will be Neil Paul, the very first Midnight Misfit. We're very proud to have Neil as a Midnight Misfit. And where the heck is Stuart? Where is my buddy Stuart? And where is Karen with the cats? Not a father, but a friend mysteriously disappeared. I'd like to hear from Karen with the cats. I hope you're okay. This is 1210 WPHT. I'm Walter Sterling. I'm here every night from 9 to midnight because management just weren't paying attention. That's it. But I'd like to go to lunch with about four dads. And the first few dads that write in, I need your real name, your phone number, so I can tell you when and where, give you the right time, and say you're a dad, and let me know where you work. And then who seems interesting, which misfit seems to be the most misfitty, that's who we'll all have lunch. But here's the deal. Once you get to lunch, the way it becomes a dad lunch is you don't have to talk. You're not going to have to waste time talking. Isn't that the worst? You won't have to talk. You can ask one question. I'll answer one question from each of you, or you can ask each other one question, and then that's it. Yes, the threat of TikTok.
We're guys.
We keep a little dirt under my pillow for the bird man. In case he comes to town.
What?
Keep a little dirt under my pillow for the bird man. So he won't take me down to his lair.
Yeah, see, and the other thing that we get a lot of on TikTok.
Helped us release their viral Jelly Pop 2 primer and glow sticks, so I thought I'd do a little 9
All these instructions on how I should put on makeup.
Looking matte, which is how a lot of long-wearing formulas are, so I love that this is supposed to be long-wearing, but I also still look dewy and have that summer glow. This glow stick is my favorite because it's not a glittery glow, it's just more of a luminous finish for that glass skin effect, and you just look so youthful and hydrated. And honestly, I apply this everywhere because it's just so beautiful. I started this at 8 a.m., and then around 10:30, I grabbed a coffee and went on a walk. It looked really good in the sunlight, especially. You can really see that glass skin effect there. My next check-in was at 1 p.m., and honestly, even in this lighting, you can still see my skin glowing and nothing had faded. I don't
know that's a really interesting thing that I've learned about women. It's astonishing how many hours women spend worrying about makeup. Now, I have three daughters, and I've never seen them worry about makeup to the degree that they worry about on TikTok. Is this the threat of TikTok? Is it the Dirt Man song, Dirt Under My Pillow song, the body count for lesbianism, Chappelle Rowan? What exactly is the threat of TikTok? The closest I've come so far is the obsession with putting on makeup.
I don't know how, but I'm not questioning it. And 5 p.m. was my last check-in. I loved both of these products. Now that the weather is warm, I feel like makeup just slides right off my face. And Elf just released their viral Jelly Pop.
Yeah, there's an attractive thought. Makeup just coming off your face like Michael Jackson. All right. Okay. Thousands of young women putting on makeup. There are no tutorials on TikTok of young men putting on makeup. We see all these tutorials of young women getting dressed for dates, getting dressed to go to school, getting dressed to go to work. I'm telling you, you could just spend the whole day seeing different women putting on makeup, putting on clothes, and showing us their samples. There's samples from clothing stores. There's samples from Sephora. There's samples from Urban Outfitters. They're very big on Urban Outfitters and Zara. But there are no tutorials of guys showing you how to put on their shoes. No tutorials of guys showing us how to shave. That would be, why not? Why can't I see a guy showing me how to shave better with, like, expensive toiletries from Truefit Hill? Did you ever see those Truefit Hill toiletries? Now, these TikTok women, they get paid by those companies to integrate their products into their videos. They get paid for that. And they get product. They get samples. They go to events that are way too cool for us. They go to events in Soho in New York or Santa Monica in California on the second floor. PR events on the second floor. And the elevator's doors open in these industrial lofts, and it opens into a space that's painted floor to ceiling in white, matte white. Benches along the giant industrial windows. And there in the middle is a table with the products that they're sampling and demonstrating. And there may be 18 products, three different shades of the purses, three different shades of the expensive scarf, and two or three of the lapel pins. And each one starts at $3,000. It has its own table. Each pin has $3,000, each scarf $3,000, surrounded by white industrial light coming in. And four or five stick-thin women standing in the corners. If you have any questions for us, we'll be happy to tell you. And then these web stars, these influencers, walk toward the table. And they're like, oh, can I have more than one? Like me in the JB Bakery. Can I have more than one? And they take a pin and a scarf, and then they go home. And then they make videos of them wearing the pin and the scarf. And that means you and me and my kids are supposed to spend $3,000, $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 for these insanely overpriced but heavily public related products. That is the world of influencers on TikTok. Now, I've never seen influencers on TikTok eating French fries. Here's a French fry. These are the best French fries in the world. I'm going to eat some now on camera. Then I'm going to lift my right leg to be cute so you can see my socks. And then the TikTok will end. That's it. I have no idea how this is some benefit to the Chinese or threat to America. I'm Walter M. Sterling, Dave Scott from the UFO land coming up. And Kendall in Vegas in seconds. Sterling every night.
Now, the shame of Philadelphia radio. The time filler on WPHT. Yes, live Sterling every damn night.
11:06 in Philadelphia. Weather for the greater Philadelphia area this magnificent night. Look at this perfect night. Are you ready, my friend? Tomorrow, even better. A high of 83. No clouds, no storms, nothing. A high of 83 on Saturday. Sunday, high of 81. It'll be cloudy. Monday, I have 77, 55% chance of rain right now in Center City, Philadelphia, on Market Street, 2400 Market Street. It is 64 and clear from 1210 WPHT with Walter Sterling. What a privilege to not have to talk to my wife for 3 hours. What a privilege to not have to empty the dishwasher for 3 hours. What a privilege to not have to take out the trash for 3 hours. Now, I do this show usually from 2400 Market Street so that I can get my car towed. That's really my dream, is to have my car towed. And it came true almost immediately. And it was taken to the tow. And then the great Neil Paul drove me to the tow and saved my car. Oh, and there's Judy Paul. And Charlie Green and Billy Datz and his great family. I never hear from you, Billy. I don't quite understand what that's about. But I enjoy talking to you. Karen with the Cats, Dee Wells, Rosemary Furlong, and Beryl Kravitz. Beryl Kravitz, who wrote me to this day the best Christmas card I ever got. It was beautiful. It was magnificent. Beryl Kravitz, you are my buddy. You're my pal. Thank you. These are the Midnight Misfits. If you would like to be an official Midnight Misfit, Edward Jones, that would be great. Here's how it happens. You go to waltersterlingshow.com, waltersterlingshow.com. Attention, sales department. There are plenty of opportunities to sell space on the Walter Sterling Show website. Even better, how about naming rights to the laundry room? When I can't do it from 2400 Market, I do it from the laundry room in my home. Now, many radio stations sell the naming rights to their very boring, windowless conference rooms. And they pretend that that's an event space. It's not an event space. So it's a conference room, a boring conference room. But they sell it. Now, if they can sell that, I'm sure they could sell naming rights to my laundry room. Where? How about Purcell? How about Tide? How about Tide Pods? Tide Tablets? Remember Dove Detergent? Does that still exist? I was a kid when Dove Detergent came out. And it's tablets. Dove Tablets. And then I'd see them throw it into a washing machine. That was the coolest thing I ever saw. One time, after berating my mother many times, I said, you got to get this Dove Detergent. Finally, she gets the Dove Detergent. And what did I do? I took many tablets and performed experiments in the wash tub, in the sandbox, out back, pretty much used up her whole box of Dove Detergent. And that's when I learned about the cost of doing laundry. What did you do? Where's the Dove? I'm like, where, what? You did what? How are we going to do laundry? How am I going to afford to do laundry with you do stuff like this? How are we going to do it? I want to go to Father's Day lunch with you. Send me an email. No, this isn't a joke. This is real. I want to go on a Father's Day lunch with you. We'll go to a Chinese restaurant near the post office in Center City. I will email you the location, the time, and the day if you send me an email with your real name, your real cell phone number, and where you work. What do you do? Something interesting about yourself. Send me the email. You ready? I know you're driving, but hold this thought. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. It would make sense for it to say WalterMSterling@WPHT, but that will never happen. There are all sorts of hacking issues. WalterMSterling@gmail, WalterMSterling@gmail, and of course the great threat to America is TikTok. We've learned so much about TikTok. We've learned that it offers makeup tutorials. Thousands of young women, all exactly 28 years old, putting on makeup they got for free from Sephora and saying, oh, I wear this all day and it looks better at the end of the day than at the beginning of the day. And they get free makeup and money for that. I have never seen a tutorial of a guy putting on jeans and shaving. Here's how I shave. I do this side first and this side first. And oh my gosh, look at this. It's 5 o'clock and there's still no beard. Isn't this great? Okay. And then the horror of Jennifer Lopez has just canceled her music tour. Now, did you know she was going on tour? No, you knew Train was going on tour. Train is going on tour this summer. That's what I'm going to see. All through the Northeast. Train is going through the Northeast. I want to go see Train. That makes sense to me. But Jennifer Lopez, here's Jennifer Lopez taking a look at a dress that a dressmaker wants her to wear.
This is not what I want. This is just looks like a dead chicken.
I think, Jennifer, you putting it on wouldn't help it.
This is not what I want. This is just looks like a dead chicken.
Yep, she said that.
This is not what I want. This is just looks like a dead chicken.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez's fashion critique. Apparently she's nasty to the help. But the funniest thing was she claimed to be Jenny from the block. She always announced she was Jenny from the block. People who really grow up on the block, they don't brag about it. Here's a friend of Jennifer's from high school.
We also both attended an all-girls Catholic high school in an Irish and Italian neighborhood. So you weren't running up and down the block. You know damn well you were sitting next to Megan Farley and Christine Marchetti in class. Why are you lying? Please stop using us to look human. We are sick of you. You don't do for us. Keep our names out of your mouth. We're not running up and down the block. Not all of us do that for kicks. You're stupid. Stop using us to look human.
A couple of years ago, she did a free concert on the block in Queens or Brooklyn, and they were worried about the traffic control, having to keep people away, keep people safe. Hundreds of blocks shut down in New York City, never a good idea. Not many people showed up. Not many people showed up to see Jenny on the block.
We also both attended an all-girls Catholic high school in an Irish and Italian neighborhood, so you weren't running up and down the block. You know damn well you were sitting next to Megan Farley and Christine Marchetti in class. Why are you lying? Please stop using us to look human. We are sick of you. You don't do for us. Keep our names out of your mouth. We're not running up and down the block. Not all of us do that for kicks. You're stupid. Stop using us to look human.
And, of course, the promise of TikTok.
We're guys. We keep a little dirt under my pillow for the birdman. In case he comes to town.
What?
Keep a little dirt under my pillow for the birdman. So he won't take me down to his lair.
The promise of Philadelphia radio. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling every night. Inspired by Judge Jeanine Pirro.
All right, here we are. It's Wednesday in the studio. All day I thought it was Thursday. What a joy. I have not just today, but Thursday and Friday.
Sterling every night. Lost in space.
I will send you that file so that you can use it indiscriminately at any time that you wish. All right. Is Dave there?
Of course, Dave's here.
All right, did you hear what I said? I will send you that jingle because I know you want to use it indiscriminately at any time. You'll be welcome to use it any time you want. I know you want that jingle.
The fact that you have an orchestra and lounge singers at the ready to create music is incredible. I need to learn this musical prowess from you, Walt.
It was technology borrowed from UFOs.
You're so lucky. The aliens haven't showed me that yet.
I just saw a notice on my screen. It says UFO crash somewhere. Did you send that, or do you know about this story?
This one would be something new. I haven't heard about it, but I do.
Go ahead.
Please tell me about it.
No, I just saw a flash on my screen. You tell us your news, and I will try to find whatever that was that flashed on my screen. Go ahead, sir.
Well, in the United Kingdom, Walt, they are starting to get into the scientific aspect of life beyond Earth. Now, Nick Pope, who used to work for the Ministry of Defense, has broken this story, saying the convergence of rapid technological advancements, expanding knowledge of life's resilience, and the identification of habitable exoplanets has brought us closer than ever to a monumental breakthrough. We see missions studying moons and Saturn and Jupiter, tantalizing findings in Mars, but now the UK wants to be a global pioneer in its frontier of scientific exploration. So what does this mean? Well, the current UK landscape really wants to try and get into the UFO game to see if there's life out there. Not a threat that the US government is pushing, but the scientific side, much like what Canada is doing with their Sky Canada project. So they are ready to go on to a discovery. They are ready to dedicate time and research money for this in order to see if they can work within their current role of getting information from inside the UK government's alphabet agencies to see what they know about UFOs at this time.
Have you noticed on Ancient Aliens on the History Channel, one of their official people used to be the head of the defense ministry in Great Britain?
That's the gentleman we're talking about. That's
right.
Nick Pope.
Nick Pope. Sorry. So what's Nick Pope about to do? What's he about to do?
Well, he wants to help get UK readiness for what they're calling the Black Swan Scientific Events. It's a case study that they're going to be writing about the potential of life coming down here. Now, this falls on the heels, once again, of Canadian top scientist, Dr. Mona Niemer, who has been instructed by the Canadian Parliament to write up a scientific study on UAP research to look at whether or not these UFOs or UAPs are flying in Canadian sky if they are a threat. And the UK seems to be jumping on board with that now.
All right. Now, about Nick Pope, I always thought it was very strange that a man who was head of the defense ministry in the United Kingdom was now on the History Channel in bad lighting, giving wacky theories about UFOs. And I'm not being facetious here. Has anybody ever confirmed that he was head of the defense ministry in the United Kingdom? Have you ever run those traps to see if that's true?
Well, he wasn't head of the department. He worked for the department. And apparently he worked in an area where he saw traffic of stories and reports of UFOs coming in. And the funny part about it is, with a lot of these so-called ex-government employees, some people call them whistleblowers who come in, Walt, okay, a lot of them are spies or counterintelligence.
Mm.
Okay, a famous one in the UFO community is a gentleman named Rick Doty, where this man in the 80s and 90s claims that part of his job was to stir up a disinformation campaign across the United States with ufologists to try and figure out if ufology and UFOs were real. He would plant stories. He worked up one person so badly, a gentleman named Paul Benowitz, that Benowitz ended up committing suicide over it because he was so scared over the reports of the information that Doty was claiming. Now, many people believe that Doty should have been charged for murder in regards to this. He never was.
No.
Yeah. No.
Nobody should be charged with anyone's murder because they killed themselves. That was the worst miscarriage of justice, where some stupid girl bullied some high school boy to the point where he killed himself, and she was convicted of murder or second-degree murder. I'm like, no, she didn't put the noose around his neck. She didn't pull the trigger. It's just like when people blame someone else for their drinking problem or their drug abuse. No, they didn't put the needle in you. They didn't shove the drink down your mouth. No, absolutely, they should not. Now, this Nick Pope guy who claims to have been in the defense ministry in the UK, have you ever noticed that he never blinks?
I also noticed that his hair is like Velcro, and I'd be scared if he ever got to a sticky surface, because I don't know if we'd be able to pry him off.
Now, how does a guy like Nick Pope earn a living today that he's not on the government dole?
Well, today he makes his money doing conferences and speaking engagements. He makes his money being a news outlet source for Fox News and News Nation and other media outlets. He does a lot of speaking engagements at UFO conferences around the world. And basically, that's how he gets his name out there. He charges a pretty penny in order to do it.
I know how he gets his name out there, but I also know that Fox News and News Nation do not pay their sources, do not pay their contributors. But at a UFO conference, if you're a speaker at a UFO conference, Dave Scott, you know about that circuit.
Yes.
What are we looking at for a speech? What kind of money are they talking about?
If you are considering an A-lister in the field, which, you know, I'm in the D-League with that, you would be considering probably anywhere from $1,500 to $5,000 minimum.
Right. And Eric Von Doniken, what do you figure he gets?
Probably $10,000 to $20,000.
There you go. Yeah. And Giorgio Lopez, what's his name? Giorgio
Supalos.
Yeah. Him. What do you figure he gets?
Well, he's probably in that $10,000 to $20,000 range as well.
And he could do how many a month? Figure four a month he could do?
Well, he's making six figures on TV, maybe even low seven figures on TV with the popularity of Ancient Aliens. Yeah. So he is, you know, he really doesn't do the conference circuit. He may do maybe one or two a year. He does a couple of Comic-Cons a year. And otherwise, he has his own vested interests and publicity that he does on his website, working with companies regarding this and his production company. So, you know, he's doing all right. He's not having to starve as a lowly upcoming artist.
Yeah, but yet he lives in Buffalo.
Well,
he lives in Buffalo. Dave Scott, our far out expert. Now, the other thing, Dave Scott, is that the thing you mentioned about Comic-Con. I have a few friends who do the Comic-Cons, and that's huge money. I'm like, I figure, what could they be? Why are they doing this? And then I found out that that's big money to do a Comic-Con.
Well, there's an event going on this weekend in California called Contact in the Desert. And the tickets for that are around $400 to $500 per person. Mm-hmm. They get up to 4,000 people attending this event in the area. Now, I'm not there because the owner of the event, Ron Janex, literally told me he forgot to invite me to speak.
Well, that won't happen again now that you're on this show. Won't happen again.
I'm like, thanks, Captain Ron. But the fact is, there are people out there who go to these events. They can then pay for symposiums where they could listen to different groups and people speaking on a in a smaller group setting rather than in the big auditorium. It is a major moneymaker for this event. I mean, it probably pulls in a couple $100,000 profit every year when you think of souvenirs and hoteling and everything like that. So there are these larger events out there that people can enjoy and that they can really sink their teeth into. And there's a lot of events around the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area that MUFON on the East Coast puts on. So if people want to look online for that, there's good events if they want to learn more about UFOs out there as well.
The MUFON organization out of Philadelphia is fantastic. I've done work with them. They've supplied guests for my show. They're as solid a group of guys as you could ever imagine. They're fun. They know what they're doing. It's very impressive. Dave Scott, do I have your phone number? I don't want it on the air, but will you email it to me, Dave Scott? I need to talk to you about something. All right, 29 past the hour. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling every night, inspired by Worthless Podcasts.
Hey, guys, here's a couple tricks that'll help you when you're growing tomatoes this year.
All right, it's 11:35 from the great WPHT in Philadelphia, 50,000 watts covering one-third of the country. Oh, my God. Here's your weather. Tomorrow, look at that, 83 and sunny. Pow, pow, pow. Sunday, 81, cloudy. Monday, 77, 55% chance of rain right now on this magnificent night. What a blessed night. Look at this. Go out there. Look at those stars. It's a clear night, 63 in Center City, Philadelphia. From 1210 WPHT, the home of Rich Scioli. Rich Scioli, my favorite host, when Dom Giordano is not on. I like the morning show featuring Superman's dad, Khalil, and Greg Stocker, who's a really good guy, and Dawn Senslin. Now, I know that I will have arrived at WPHT when Dawn Senslin acknowledges me. And you might think, you will arrive at WPHT when Dom Giordano acknowledges you, but that's not true. Dom has acknowledged me often. We view each other as king and subject. I would be the subject. But that's how we view each other. But at least we acknowledge each other and respect each other. Dawn Senslin, never heard from her. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Almost as amazing as the CEO of Talk Media Network, never hearing from him. Amazing. 11:36 at WPHT. And we just need to go over one or two more things about the horror of Jennifer Lopez. But first is Kendall with us. Hello, Kendall Aviva. Kendall Aviva Vegas.
Are you there? Hey, Walter.
Look at you. Why? Now, why do you always greet me as though we're on Hee Haw?
Hee Haw.
No, you always say, hey, Walter. Like, people don't talk like that outside of C&D counties. This is Philadelphia and Las Vegas. These are big counties. These are big markets. KXNT in Las Vegas, which should be picking up this entire show right now. You know, if Jeff Sottolano would step up and say, you know, really, this show should be on every Odyssey station. And then I'd be looking at tuition money. Until then, we're looking forward to the forgiveness of student loans, Kendall. And yet, I will not vote for him. I'll vote for President Trump, but I'd appreciate the forgiveness of student loans. Kendall, Do you have fetish news for us? Oh, wait, stop. There isn't much I asked for. Do you have the Kendall jingle? Would you please play the Kendall jingle?
Hey.
Thank you. Play it.
Every night, Kendall in Vegas, the fetish queen.
Fetish queen.
Kendall Aviva Vegas. Do you want to have that MP3 so that you can put it on your voicemail?
Oh, I would love that. That would be hilarious to have that as my, to have that. Thank you.
For a long time, I had, my voicemail was Robert Clotworthy. Do you know who he is?
No.
He is the voice of The Curse of Oak Island and the voice of Ancient Aliens on the History Channel.
Oh.
And the voice of the Curse of Civil War Gold. And he said to me, notice that all gold on the History Channel is cursed. And he's a great guest. He's a great guy. And imagine being a voiceover talent on Ancient Aliens and being so much a part, so pervasive in that show, so much a part of that show, that when they have conventions of ancient alien people, he shows up and there's a line at his desk for autographs. I mean, imagine being that level of voiceover talent, you know?
That's so cool.
Yeah, and he's just like a totally nice guy. And then what was interesting, Kendall, is I asked him, how did you get into this? How did you do this? How did you get to be at the top of the voiceover food chain? And he told me something that was very telling, Kendall. Are you ready? He said, I was always fascinated by storytellers. And since I was 8 or 9, I would read stories out loud in my room for hours. And then I'd record them. And I'd practice how to read stories since I was a little kid. And I said to a television producer friend of mine, I said, when you're looking for these narrative voiceover talent, how do you find them? He said, well, it's very easy to find people with great voices, and it's very easy to find people who can read great commercials, but it's really hard to find people who can tell a story, that they know how to read the scripts in a storytelling style. And I was amazed by that. And then he rattled off some of the voiceover talent that he wanted to use but couldn't use because they couldn't read a story. They couldn't tell a story. This is more than you wanted to know. Do you have fetish news, Kendall?
No, I love this because that's my goal. I really want to get very good at my voiceover work. But
it's not about enunciation. It's about intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they look for. Like, do you have, you know, can you put intelligence into every word? That's how you sell a story.
Yeah, and I think that's something, especially with more AI coming out and everyone using AI for voiceover, I think that's, you know, the AI is not going to be very good at that because they don't have that human experience of storytelling.
At the moment, I think AI is like Ask Jeeves. Do you remember Ask Jeeves?
Oh, yeah, online, yeah.
Yeah, remember that? And it would give you these very literal answers. Listen to this.
Here's the drink that will remove sugar from your veins and make bad circulation disappear without using so many pills. We'll use a generous tablespoon of rosemary.
That's the AI voice on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Anytime we're looking for a diabetes cure, he shows up. But that's what it's like now. That's an AI voice. It's a purely AI voice. And it's literal, pedantic. No inflection. Often get the inflections wrong, which is funny.
Yeah, the inflections are always wrong. It's in the wrong. It's in the wrong tones and the wrong areas of the word.
I don't know why there's so much fear about this because, like I say, to me, it's like Ask Jeeves.
That's cool. It's been a long time since I thought of Ask Jeeves.
I didn't mean to scare you. How about Snowball.com? Do you remember that?
What is?
There was a search engine called Snowball. And there were a number of search engines before Google that people used, and then Google came along, and they were all dead. Nobody could touch the algorithms of Google. Fetish stories.
Fetish, yes. Well, you guys, my Midnight Misfits, you know that I love our national days. Today is National Smile Day. So I thought with National Smile Day, it reminds me of teeth, right? Because when people smile, we usually see their teeth.
Yeah.
And so one fetish, and I'm not too familiar with this one. I haven't had any lovers try to pull this one on me, but there is a tooth fetish, Walter. It's called odontophilia.
Whoa.
And so this fetish, this is all about getting aroused with teeth. You get very excited when you see your partner, someone you're attracted to, smiling. You have fantasies about their teeth.
Mm.
And this can range from wanting to lick somebody's teeth, which is very, you know, most people have kissed, but have you had anybody really stick their tongue inside of your mouth and lick your teeth?
If that happened, Kendall, that would happen once. It wouldn't be happening. There'd be no second date. Sorry.
Yeah. And so this also kind of goes along with biting, which is a kink sort of all on its own. But some people who have this tooth fetish, odontophilia, they like to bite. They like to leave their teeth marks on somebody's skin. And this fetish is very interesting because I have a big fear of the dentist and I don't really like teeth. And so this one actually sounds like a nightmare to me. A lot of people who are into this particular fetish, they're really big into the BDSM world also, and they can be into the mouth gags. Also, Walter, they will use the dental devices to open up their mouth and like leave it propped open having sex.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't tell me that. They use dental tools to prop their mouth open while they're having sex. Don't tell me that. That's sort of like buzzkill oral sex.
Yes, they have an oral fixation and so some people will have a collection of dental tools, and somebody who has this tooth fetish, they get really turned on. If you've had a lot of dental work, if you've got braces, that can be a big one for
people. Are they all German people?
Maybe. I don't know if I've met any people. You know, I was really blessed to have very nice teeth, and people have mentioned that to me when I smile. They go, "Oh, great teeth." And I say, "Thank you." But I've never thought before, wow, maybe they're really turned on by my teeth. Maybe they're really turned on by my smile.
Kendall, Aviva Vegas, thank you very much for being on Sterling Every Damn Night. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's 11:45 in Philadelphia. This is Sterling Every Night.
Sterling Every Night, inspired by NASA.
Remember when NASA sent a woman to space for only 6 days and they gave her 100 tampons?
Sterling Every Night. Study books, rusty books. Get cozy with the Al and Dawn.
I'm Smutty Book author Thea Landon, and here's an excerpt from my book, Fire Beyond the Frost. Sari rekindled the contents of a much smaller fireplace as Catalina entered the bedroom. I'm glad this fire didn't go out either, she said. I wouldn't want you to be cold. I'm not. Far from it. She returned to Catalina's side and traced a line down her woolen sleeve. You're not going to be wearing this for much longer. I'm just taking all the necessary precautions. Catalina didn't have time to respond before Sari recaptured her lips in another blistering kiss. The shorter woman grabbed her by the waist, sending their hips into a jarring collision. The intensity with which she assaulted her mouth was invigorating and made her want to reciprocate the passion. When a pair of hands slipped beneath her heavy shirt again, she tentatively reached for the top button of the silky red blouse. Sari drew back and shook her head, stopping her from fumbling with the slippery closure tugging at the hem of Catalina's sweater, he stared into her eyes with an unquenchable thirst. Following the silent command, Catalina raised her arms over her head. The discarded garment landed on the carpet with a soft thump. As soon as it hit the floor, Sari crashed into her again, sending both of them tumbling to the mattress. With an airy giggle, her lips returned to Catalina's neck. This time, there was nothing to impede her progress, save for a blue cotton bra. Her fingers skated down to the top of Catalina's sensible pants. Catalina shook herself out of her lusty haze long enough to wriggle out of the khaki slack. Clad in her bra and panties, she suddenly felt too exposed in the firelit room. Hoping her flushed cheeks weren't noticeable, she hooked a finger inside the neckline of Sari's blouse. "What about you?" she said. "I'm feeling a little on display." Another throaty chuckle drifted through the room. "Very well," Sari said. She sat up, perched on the edge of the bed. With painstaking care, she unfastened her buttons one by one. Catalina curled up on her side, watching her. She'd let her thoughts travel to what her colleague might look like beneath her professional clothing in the past. Her heart fluttered with the anticipation of the moment the insubstantial shirt would be cast aside. Sari let the wine-colored satin slide off her shoulders. A black lace bra encased her full chest, straining to contain the globes of flesh threatening to spill forth. The dark crevasse between them deepened when she leaned over to let the blouse slip off her arms and cascade to the floor. The fluid motions mesmerized Catalina as she stood up to remove her leggings. She pushed the waistband over the swell of her hip, bending over to pull the stretchy fabric off her legs. When she straightened, dancing flames illuminated her every curve. There was nothing hard or sharp or severe about her appearance. Her entire body radiated soft femininity. She was irresistible. She returned to the bed and reclined against the pillows. "Better?" she asked. "Much." Catalina let her arm drape over her chest, shielding herself from view. The furtive act didn't go unnoticed by her companion. "What's wrong?" Sari asked. "Nothing." The corner of her mouth twitched. "Not much, anyway." "Not much?" Sari's eyebrows furrowed in concern. Catalina sighed. "This is going to sound stupid." "I promise it won't." She rolled her head to the side, averting eye contact. I don't know if I've ever felt sexy before." The word sounded foreign in her voice. "I try to think it wasn't a big deal, but then I look at you, and you're so amazing and confident and beautiful and..." She cringed with the realization she was babbling. "I'm sorry if I'm not what you expected or wanted." "Oh, Catalina." Sari stroked her arm, nudging it back. "If no one's ever made you feel desirable before, that's their fault, not yours. Because you are." She shifted on the mattress until they lay side by side with a long line of unbroken contact between them. "I can't think of anyone else I'd rather have with me in my bed right now. And I am so looking forward to exploring every inch of your body." "Unfortunately, I think I need to stop here for tonight. But you know there's always more." That was an excerpt from my book, Fire Beyond the Frost, which is available at Amazon. I'm Smutty Book author Thea Landon.
Mike, I'm Walter M. Sterling. Now, I wasn't kidding. If you're a dad, let's have a Father's Day lunch the way guys like to do it. Just send me a note, real name, real phone number, where you work, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I'm Walter Sterling. Sunday, 10 p.m.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
It's Sterling, thank you for listening to the Walter.